This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Recording at my kitchen table this morning, you are sure to hear a wailing cat today. Because, as I was telling Frankenberry, my producer and dear cat friend, Beatrice is now an indoor cat. She was always an indoor-outdoor cat, but I just got a feeling this season, like, I don't know, I gotta keep this cat in, right? My nervous system can't handle waiting for the cat to jump in the kitchen window at 1 o'clock in the morning. I used to be able to handle that. I can't now. I need to sleep. And I don't know, like, my neighborhood just started to feel scarier for a cat. And wouldn't you know, my neighbor showed me videos of coyotes in her backyard. So Beatrice is now an indoor cat and she's not happy about it. Well, she's not unhappy about it, but every now and then she lets out a wail. You might hear that today. Alrighty. I'm so grateful to be talking to you right now. Here's my point. Here's our mission this week. Let's make being connected to spirit a priority. Let's stay close to our own heart, close to our own love, close to our own art. Joy, peace. The show today is actually about bullies, or the spectrum of behavior that includes bullying. If we stay, this was my big aha, if we stay connected to our spirit, we are less likely to be a bully, and we are more likely to know how to handle a bully when one comes along. All right, so I put out an appeal earlier this week after witnessing so much bad behavior in the world lately. I put out an appeal to the Circle of Women and I said, hey, send me your bully stories. And we got some. And we made a podcast about that. And then after I was done with the podcast recording it, I got an email from Pam. And the email had in it everything my podcast did not. Pam's email included compassion and humility. So this is take two of that podcast. Thank you, Pam. I'm going to share your email in just a little bit. So bullying, these people who can't stop pushing their will, and sometimes there's no reason behind it. It's just meanness. But isn't it also too part of our DNA? You know, I learned so much from my chickens. And just down the hall in the second bedroom, we've got little baby chicks. We got cannoli and tiramisu and espresso. Cannoli is like yellow gold. And tiramisu is all different colors of brown. So beautiful. And espresso is jet black. These beautiful little chicks, I think they're like 3 weeks old. They're in the second bedroom, you know, in a great big cage. And when I let them out of the cage, you know what they do? If you have chicks, you've seen this, or chickens, or maybe just watched it in the wild. I don't know. Chickens go up to each other and stick out their chest and like bump each other like, I'm bigger than you. Pecking order, right? These little tiny, adorable, sweet little chicks are doing that. They're blustering up their feathers and pushing into each other like, I'm bigger and badder than you. And it's like, you're 3 inches tall and you're covered with feathers and you can't even quack. You kind of squeak. You get the idea. They're doing it from the cradle. They're doing it, these little chicks, from the cradle. And it's probably survival DNA. But I've been witnessing humans doing this, and so have you. And then I came across this meme on the internet. I got to find it for you now. Give me 1 second. I took a picture of it. This meme is attributed to Matthew McConaughey, but I am telling you, Matthew McConaughey never said this. There's Beatrice. Can you hear? Come on up, B, but don't step on my computer. This is going all around on the interwebs. And it has, you know, beautiful music behind it and a picture of Matthew McConaughey. Hi, B. B is now on the table approaching the computer. Hi. Hi, indoor cat. I love you. I love you so much. All right. This is the meme attributed to Matthew McConaughey. My life got better when I realized I didn't have to be nice. Nice got me used, stressed out, and disrespected. I'm not nice. I'm a good person. There's a difference. You don't have to be nice to be a good person. Being good means being honest, setting boundaries, and taking care of yourself without compromising your values. Being nice may give you temporary approval, but it rarely earns you respect or helps you build genuine connections. Honor your truth. You won't regret it. First of all, I'm telling you right now, Matthew McConaughey never said that. But I'm also saying this, you don't get off the hook for being mean to people by saying, I'm not nice, I'm a good person. Newsflash, good people are nice most of the time. Sometimes they will be pushed to their limits and they'll do or say something that's not nice, but they have the practice to immediately forgive themselves and make amends. Good people are nice. And there's just not enough nice around sometimes, right? I have a sign behind my desk at work. Can I get an hallelujah? Can I get an amen? And I think I'm getting a few right now. Good people can be nice. You don't have to be not nice. And you can't hide behind, I'm a good person. Because if you're not being nice, guess what? I don't think you're a good person. I remember a conversation that Oprah and Gail King had once. And Oprah said to Gail, you're a lot nicer than me. Oprah says, I'm not as nice as you. And Oprah doesn't suffer fools as easily. That's a terrible phrase. Oprah doesn't put up with things that disrupt her spirit as much as Gail does. Gail's like more giving, it appears. At least that's what that conversation is about. So yeah, you don't have to be Pollyanna, but you know what? It would help if people were nice most of the time. So what we were talking about is this spectrum of behavior. Bullies, aggression, I call it too, addiction. People just seem to be addicted to power. Lack of boundaries and people who push their will all the darn time. So I live off of Route 9, a busy road, and I have to get onto Route 9 to get to work every day. And it's the morning rush, right? People are rushing to work. So you have to get into the flow of traffic. So I'm trying to get into the flow of traffic. And there's a car like, I don't know, 750 feet away. Plenty of time for me to zip into traffic and carry on the morning rush. This car saw me zip into traffic. Now the cat is eating my paper. Don't eat my paper. Beatrice, the car sees me zip into traffic and never even had to tap its brake, but instead hit the gas. I know this has happened to you. The car hit the gas and pulled up right on my bumper as if to say, you do not have the right to zip into traffic in front of me. And then the car just rode my bumper all the way down Route 9. And when we get to that place where there's a left-hand turn, the car used that left-hand turn to pass me under the light. That's what I'm talking about. How did this person benefit? And of course, you know how this always works. A truck pulled out in front of this car, and now we're all doing 20 miles an hour down Route 9. Because the truck was going super, super slow. Kind of bad behavior. But I heard from many people who also had funnier stories about different kinds of bullies. And I want to share that too. My friend Mary Ellen, I think she coined the phrase giving bullies. Oh, Frank and Barry, I wish you could see this. Beatrice is playing with a pen on the table. Looks like she was holding it in her hand. Anyway. My indoor cat, yes. Giving bullies. Did you ever go for a pedicure and the person will let you out of the chair? The person says, oh, you got to try this kind of polish. You got to try this kind of stone massage. You got to try this or that. And it's like, no, I got to go home and cook dinner for my family. Could you please give me my feet back? Right? Giving bullies. They're usually trying to upsell you something. Also, talking bullies. People who won't let you out of the car. Like they gave you a lift. And now you're trying to leave and they keep talking and talking and talking and talking. Yeah, talking bullies. That's really funny. We also heard about volunteer bullies. I've experienced this. Did you ever go someplace to volunteer and nobody will let you? Uh-huh. I remember years ago, I used to serve on Thanksgiving meals. And I would walk into this hall of people and they would all go into overdrive, overfunction. And they weren't going to let me like wipe a table. you know, because this was their territory and they're the volunteers. It's so weird, people. Can we just share? And we know there are bullies at work of all ages and at all stations. That's the saddest thing. When you see people like you should be respecting and they are just tearing people down. There's a book called Who You Are Is How You Lead by Rachel Ryder. She was also a guest on the show a while back. And she talks about in her book, the bad behavior of harsh elbows at work. She calls them harsh elbows. The people who are always just pushing people out of their way with their harsh elbows. And it could be words or it could be actions or it could be just meanness. We received the story about a person, a foreman on a property who told her crew this time of year, you know, the grass has to be cut on all these huge properties. She told her young crew only mow halfway up the hill because on the other side of that property, the person who handled that was an older, less experienced mower. And this person who told her crew only mow halfway up the hill, this way the older, less experienced mower will have the difficult job of mowing the top part of the hill. We all know how hard it is to mow up a hill. And this foreman made the conscious decision to let an older and non-experienced person do that. Just to have harsh elbows, just to laugh. I don't know. What do you get out of that? What do people get out of that kind of meanness? Work bullies. It's especially difficult, as I heard from one woman, when you work for someone who is respected in the community and they're all smiles and sunshine out to the public that adores them. And behind the scenes, they're mean. And I just have to give credit to this one woman who was belittled and shut down and humiliated at every meeting in front of every person by this mean boss. And I just give her so much credit because she said, come on, let's talk about this. Like, I don't think you trust that I'm doing my job. I don't think you like working with me, but we're here together. So let's try to work this out. And he said, I don't have time for this. And she said, well, I really want to make time for this because it's important to me that we work well together. Like, I'm doing my job and I want you to appreciate it. And I want to do a job in a way that you appreciate. And as she said this, she got tears in her eyes. And he said, your tears aren't going to work on me. You know, gosh, that's a missed opportunity, right? But obviously, this person wasn't able to deal with an open conversation, kindness, bravery. They just weren't ready for that. And that's okay. You know, we're not all on the same page. But man, bullies can make life tough. So that was the topic that we were tackling in the first podcast. And now we're going about it in a little different way because of Pam. Pam Zika, part of the Circle of Women for a super long time, from the very beginning, from the very first event we ever did. Pam was there. And she wrote me this email, and it was entitled Adult Bullies. Dear Casey, I hope this finds you and the family well, including the feathered and the four-legged. Yes, Pam, everybody's good. She wrote, I'm working tonight, and while I'm unable to Zoom, I'd like to contribute here. She writes, I had a boss who bullied me and belittled me in front of others. I feel that the adult bully may have been bullied and is insecure. Looking back, I feel I should have reported the bullying, but didn't know which way to turn or who to speak to. Oh, Pam, I want to talk about that. At the time, I took it personally. And now looking back, it taught me a lesson, a practice that is ongoing, and a reminder to not take anything personally. Have a wonderful Zoom, and I look forward to listening to the podcast. Warm regards, Pam. Pam. Thank you so, so very much. The first podcast that I had recorded lacked all of the compassion that you brought in your email. So I'm grateful to the opportunity to give this a take two because of you. First off, I want to say this. Looking back, I feel I should have reported the bullying, but didn't know which way to turn or who to speak to. I know so many people feel that way, especially in the workplace. And often too, when you go to speak to someone about bullying in the workplace, nothing happens. Rarely does anything happen. The HR department isn't there to protect you as much as they are to protect the boss. and they just want everybody to do their job. And oftentimes, if a bully is doing a good job, they'll let them be a bully. So, you know, and when you're in a position where you're being humiliated at work, or you're being threatened at work, or someone's constantly challenging you at work, you're not in a place where you're at your best self. So really, you just don't know where to go. You just don't know where to go. I can absolutely relate to that. And that's what I said at the beginning of this podcast. We have to do everything we can to stay connected to spirit, to stay connected to our heart, to stay connected to our joy, because there are forces in the world who want to separate us from that heavenly anchor. When you are connected to your spirit, you're never going to bully anybody. When you are connected to your compassion and your love, you never want to hurt another person. You never want to challenge another person. You never want to see another person have a bad day, because you're connected to your spirit and you know we are all one, right? So that is why we do the things to stay connected to our spirit. And when we get off track, we have a list of things that can get us back on track. You know my meth pebs. My list of things I do to get myself in a better space. I have them set to memory now. But before they were memorized, I had them, you know, on the refrigerator and the bathroom mirror. Meditate, exercise, visualize, pray, pamper, eat vegetables, sleep. The acronym is MEVPEV. Have your own list of things that connect you to your higher self, because we need to stay connected to our higher self. And we also, Pam, thank you for pointing it out, need to have compassion for the people who cut us off in traffic, or try to belittle us at work, or try to steal our opportunities to shine. We have to have compassion, because those people are not connected to their spirit. Those people are not connected to their own divinity. Those people are not connected to their own shine. So they got to try to steal it and stomp it out of everybody else. So Pam, I am so happy that you sent this email. Don't take anything personally, right? It's not about us, right? It may feel like it's about us. It may look like it's about us, but it rarely is about us. You know, to the mean people who say your tears won't work on me, there's something going on with them. They're disconnected from their compassion. They're disconnected from their own humanity. So we have to, I don't know, we don't have to, but it's going to help us if we stay connected to our compassion and stay connected to our humanity. It is amazing that there's so many grown-ups on the planet treating each other so badly. So many grown-ups on the planet treating each other so, so badly. Let's not be that. Let's not be that. Let's always be a little kinder than necessary. And we will have an opportunity to get together and talk about all of this, because we have a couple of retreats coming up this summer. We have August 15th at Merriandale in Ossining. You are welcome to sign up right now at merriandale.org. And then the following weekend, we're going to have a women's weekend at Graymore. And this is the stuff we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how to stay connected to our compassion. We're not only going to talk about it, we're going to have exercises that connect us to our own joy and our own compassion. And we're going to have services and workshops that remind us how extraordinary human life is and how we can live it on a higher level, far above the maddening bullies and aggressive people. All right, so that is our show today. We appreciate everybody tuning in. I want to hear your stories. You know, you can always reach me at caseysplace.com, caseysplace.com. You know who named my website? Frankenberry, my producer. Say something nice, Frankenberry.
What? Sorry. I was distracted by that picture you texted me of Beatrice looking like she's holding a pen. Careful, though. She might be thinking of writing a tell-all called What the Cat Saw.
Okay. Lovely to hear from you.
Why, thank you. I'll let my sister and Bella and Cricket know there's another person to add to my ever-growing list. I'm sure I'll be in double digits by the end of the summer at least.
Frankenberry is also an amazing writer. Just truly extraordinary writer. Frankenberry, tell everybody where they can read your poems.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but Yes, some poetry, short stories, posts about my everyday world, the occasional song. They can all be found at frankenberriesattic.com. You know, like attic upstairs or, you know, my head. It's my sane place in this increasingly insane world that we live in right now.
Yep, it's a good man. And he is connected to his art and he is connected to his heart. And he's always a super good person. And I so appreciate that.
Well, you know, I was going to throw in a sound effect here of me blushing or something, but, well, blushes don't tend to make a lot of sound, except in the movies. So I'll just repeat this one that I've used before. Thank you, my friend.
All right. So I thank you for tuning in. I want to remind you that Matthew McConaughey never said what is circulating on the internet. And if you can find evidence that he did say it, I want to hear about that. The job this week is to do the things that connect us to our spirit. The job this week, our assignment, I don't know where you find your joy. Maybe it's riding your bike. Maybe it's doing yoga. Maybe it's singing in the choir. Maybe it's in your garden. I hear Maggie's spending a lot of time in the garden. Do the thing that connects you to your spirit. Make a list of, that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to make a list of things that connect me to my spirit. Activities. I think what this whole show is about is staying connected to spirit is a verb. And we've got to do the thing. You do the thing, you get the power. We can sit and talk about being kind and being compassionate. But kindness and compassion are verbs, right? So let's do the thing. Let's be kinder than we've ever been before because the world needs it. Let's also do the things that fill our spirit and remind us that we are divine creatures on this planet. No less than the trees and the stars, we have a right to be here, right? Yeah. And from that place of high shine, we can do great things. So let us raise up and shine on, people. That's what I'm talking about. Have a wonderful week. Always be a little kinder than necessary. That's my thought for the day. I don't know who said it. It's out there somewhere. Maybe Matthew McConaughey said that. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. I hope to see you soon. Have a great week.